Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Tuesday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Monday. How not to do talkback, if you're a caller, this is. That's coming up shortly. Nadine Higgins, sick of the flat earthers. We've got a medical tourist who is dead. It didn't go well for him. And a bit of rude talk, ZB. But before any of that, apparently early childhood carers say there's not enough care in early childhood centres. This is a problem.
I'll get pilloried for what I'm about to say. These people who are saying that they wouldn't put their own kids in there, well, where would you put your own kids? Don't suppose you'd consider staying home and looking after them yourselves by any chance, would you? No, can't afford it. Can't do that in this day and age. Simply, well, it's not. We need money. Well, if you're going out to work and you're putting your kids in a centre, it's costing you a fortune. How much is left? Why do we say, and it's widespread, that you know you can't afford to stay home, we've got to work, etc. Could it have anything to do with A, the taxation system that could be improved for people who have kids? B, the number of solo parents? You notice I said parents? The number of solo parents, for whatever reason, be it that someone decided to have a child on their own because they couldn't find anybody to do it with, or whatever the case, or didn't want to, whatever the case may be, or that we treated marriage with such disdain for such a period of time now that, you know, you get in, you get out, and you move on. Am I being callous, or am I actually suggesting something that's realistic? You tell me. If a quarter of the 27%, to be precise, apparently, of the people who responded to this survey wouldn't put their own kids in the centre that they work in, does that mean that the other 75% are quite happy?
You see, when it comes to schools and childcare centres and stuff, I don't like to think about too much about what actually happens there. I just want them to take my kids away. That's all I want. You know, and if they don't come back, better be even better. Talk back on this? Well, only if you know what we're talking about.
Keith, it's Marcus. Hello.
G'day, Marcus. I hope you're well, because I am.
Good, Keith. Thank you. Yes, me. Good, too.
Great. Listen, I haven't been listening to radio. I'm at work, and I can't listen at work, but I'm at 11:30. I'll head home, and I'll listen to the radio in the car. I just, I particularly want to...
Hang on. Have you phoned the radio without even listening to what's gone on?
Yes.
To me, that is unbelievably weird.
No, that's not weird. It's unbelievably brave and courageous.
Brave for what reason? Brave for what reason?
Well, because I don't know what's been people have been talking about before me, but I can assure you when I drive home at 11:30, I'll be listening to you, as I do most nights on the way home.
So you kind
of... Because of what I hear on the radio when I'm driving home, that's why I want to talk to you.
Okay, so you kind of said... fair enough, good, okay.
Yeah, okay, so it's a new topic, you see, that's why I wasn't concerned about...
Well, you don't know if it's a new topic because you don't know what we're talking about.
Well... How about I ask you a question? When's the best time to give up friends?
Yeah.
You see, what I'm getting at is this. I'm a youth worker. I work with boys between the age of about 14 and 17. And what I see every single day is that peer pressure has big impacts in the lives of these young people. And they often will commit offences because of the people they are with, not necessarily because they want to commit the offence. However, what I really want to talk about, and I really like to stimulate discussion from others on this.
Well, you wouldn't because
America's
you can't.
Our
you,
friend, can, isn't it?
You wouldn't because you can't listen.
Well, I don't have to be part of a discussion, do I, Marcus? Two people having a conversation, isn't that
but
a discussion?
No, but you can have a discussion. But you said you really want to stimulate discussion, but you're not here for it because you don't listen.
But I can plant a seed, can't I?
Yeah, you see, I think Keith got confused because people call it talk radio, but it doesn't mean you can just ring up and talk, because that part of the situation is talk back. You're talking back. Interesting. There are some interesting people out there. Nadine's noticed an uptake in people Googling, is the Earth flat this year? She's a bit worried.
There's also that American guy you might have heard of, Mike Hughes. He wants to strap himself to a rocket and launch it in the Mojave Desert to the edge of space to prove that the Earth is indeed flat. The problem is, we'll probably never get to hear the answer from him because he's not coming back, is he? Now, given my voice is dripping with sarcasm, why am I giving airtime to these crackpot theories that I thought were put to bed about 600-odd years ago? Well, because I see it as yet more evidence of the anti-intellectual movement taking over, the era of alternative facts, of online conspiracy theory zealots, and, yep, you heard it right, fake news. A frightening number of people like to dismiss the scientific reports of global warming as a conspiracy, despite wildfires raging in California in winter for the first time. We like to see the everyday man interviewed on the news rather than the pointy-headed intellectual one. The Americans elected a guy who shouts fake news at anything he doesn't agree with, and people are taking his lead on that and doing the same. The newspaper often contains more opinion than news stories, and I say that fully aware of the irony that I am, in fact, an opinion columnist. But to anyone who subscribes to that way of thinking, may I humbly suggest that you head to the edge of the earth and report back when you fall off.
Yeah, she hasn't thought this through. How's that going to work? We can't even get a decent line into Paris most days, let alone from off the edge of the earth. I'm not quite sure what kind of communications technology you'd require. Now, medical tourism is becoming more and more of a thing, especially for cosmetic surgery. Unfortunately, a bloke has had two major procedures in the space of a few days and has now died. Larry Williams trying to get to the bottom of all this.
This was totally avoidable, I would imagine. What do you see in this?
You're absolutely on the money there. The first thing to say is that any cosmetic procedure has risk associated with it. And so therefore, before you consider undergoing any of these procedures, it's critically important that you do your homework. You need to make sure who's performing the surgery, where it's being performed, and what are the standards of care that that particular facility or country has. Now, unfortunately, unlike being in Australia or New Zealand, where we have very good medical standards and excellent doctors and nurses, that's not necessarily the case when you go to Southeast Asia. And certainly in this poor, unfortunate gentleman's case, he was a very high-risk patient. He was 124 kilograms. His first operation lasted just under 10 hours, and his second one just over 4 hours. And it was all conducted in a facility which, whilst being basic, and certainly was not, I would say, appropriate to undertake such massive operations in such a short period of time.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? You'd think that an outfit called Gorgeous Getaways would be completely above board and have a really sterling reputation. I don't know what went wrong there. We've got a bit of Rude Talk ZB to finish up with today. We do most days, to be honest. It's just that some days you don't always hear it on air.
Tamati Coffee's partner went to put the last of the lights on their Christmas tree and got whacked in the head with the fan, knocked off, and landed on the elbow.
Ooh.
So, I mean, there's just... It's a time of drama and a time of major injury when you least expect it.
I can sympathise with the thought process. If the ladder's in the garage and you just want to, and it's going to take 15 minutes to get it out, and you've just got to get up and get on a chair
lean across,
then where's the harm versus the 15 minute time saving? But that sounds very nasty way to come off a ladder and to break your elbow.
Oh, it looks broken. It's a very and that's so painful on an elbow too.
Ubach in German. Don't tell me how I know this. Safety first.
Ubach.
I thought you were saying elbow in German.
No, I thought you were... Safety first.
We couldn't believe how big the town of Fartlek was when we kept driving past Fartlek.
Fartlek.
But it was actually means exit off the motorway.
Oh, Oschfart.
Oschfart. Was it Oschfart?
Fartlek. What have you just said? Because Oschfart is exit, but there's...
Oh, no, Fartleks are those exercises, aren't they? Sprint.
Oschfart off your fartlek, will you?
Oh, there's an arslek in Turkey that's a
let's not get into dirty names.
Belgium company.
Belgium wins on that front. Can't say it. We'll get in trouble.
That's so brilliant that Kerry literally made up a town and decided to call it fartlek. See, just when you think that this time of year is getting too stressful and it's getting out of control, there's something that will possibly make you smile even at this time of year. I am Glenn ZB. It has been News Talk ZB for Tuesday. See you back here again for the Wednesday edition tomorrow, because it'll be Wednesday then. Seems like a good time for it.